Yes?
Congressman Mahon on line one.
Mr. President.
How are you?
All fine. I've been reading and hearing about you on your trip. You must have had a very successful trip.
Oh, we just to get out of Washington. We just have a wonderful round. I don't know how much I've been made five of them this week. I had mostly Republicans with me. But we thought that it was just unbelievable. Okay. George, I called you. I'm just getting the worst advice you ever saw from all of my people about what I must do on non-defense expenditures, as well as defense expenditures, where our people don't think that they're just absolutely essential. And the best estimate that they got now, and not strictly off the record and not to be going to anybody, but assuming that everything else goes as we want it, and assuming we're way under Bob McNamara's projections, is this year's going to be over $125 billion. That's $112 that I started, but it's going to add up to $13, $14, maybe $15. Now, we've just got to stop that if we can. You've already got over $1 billion down here. But if you don't, we're going to have ruinous inflation. The price is going to go up 8 or 10%, and I can't do a damn thing about it. And I don't want to be alarming, but I thought I might ought to get you and Dick Russell, and I don't know whether y'all can do anything about it. Don't look like you can. But y'all are ultra-conservatives, and you in charge of those committees. I talked to the Speaker and Albert and them this morning. I just hear what the Speaker did in 1929 and what he did 20 years ago and how he can't handle these subcommittees. But we ought to try to, before we come in with a Vietnam supplemental, we ought to try to keep this budget down to not over a billion more, say 114 billion, billion, a few hundred million, if it's humanly possible. But we can't do it unless we go back over those appropriation bills some way or other. And I don't know how to get that done. I'm just pleading. I've had enough meetings, and we've had the greatest increase nearly in budget history this year, from 99 last year to 113. That's a hell of a jump. But now the budget keeps coming in here. They got a memo this morning saying you could go over 7 billion additions. And just every damn fool is offering something, and there's nobody up there like old Bob Ridge saying, where are you going to get the money?
Yeah.
And there's nobody just knocking it down. And I've got to find some way to do that, because, and I'm not talking about anything except over the budget.
Well, now, there's one little ray of a good word. This is purely technical. It's not real. But we put in about $600 million to pay the men in the service, about 108,000, who are not budgeted for. The Senate took it out, and I'm going to keep it out. So there, it saves a half million.
That's right, but you got all this anti-missile, and they say y'all don't have any idea which one you want, whether you want the $8 billion one, the $20 billion one, or anything about it. And they say of all the boondoggles, that is the most unexplainable. Now, I don't know a thing in the world about it, but that's what the defense is.
Is the situation on it very briefly, that with the anti-missile, we've been working on it for about 10 years, and we want to go into pre-production. It will get very big, of course, in the future, and it's a question of selecting, as the Defense Department always does, the type of system it wants to select. Now there are several that they can work on. A great big one that would combat China, a lesser one, and another one that would take care of with the Russians. I don't know whether it's ever going to possibly do much about this, but we didn't want to appear to be behind the eight ball on this, because I would have been willing to hold it, but it's as obvious I couldn't. So, but of course, there's not much money there, about
$140 billion. Yeah, but you get hung on to McNamara says $20 billion program.
It could be more than that, or it could be less. But what you can do, you say, well, we're just not ready yet. We are sympathetic towards the program, but this is the easiest one, as I see it, to impound if you're really not ready.
All right, but let me go over with you what they're saying now.
I'd like to
pay raise civilian. $294 million.
Yeah.
Pay raise military. $180 million.
Yeah.
GI Bill 255.
Do anything with that?
Defense Procurement Authorization 128.
Well, that's not bad.
Military Benefits 213.
Nothing.
Medical Benefit.
Yeah.
Elementary and Secondary Education.
Well, we can do something about that.
Billion 557. That's yeah. The Senate Committee.
Now, this is a big thing where this is where Fowler has been working so hard and you have been working hard. And this is one place to save big money.
Well, we got Higher Education Authorization 285.
Well, but we won't be that on the bill itself.
Housing mortgage credit, 500. Provides purchases of VA and FHA insured mortgages for residential construction under Fannie Mae.
Yeah. Well, now this is right past my speed.
Federal Aid Highway Act, 234. User charges that we're decreasing, they won't, Wilbur won't put them in,
yeah.
245. Water pollution control, 276.
Well, that's an authorization.
Yeah. User charges, 71. Self-employed tax deductions, 30. Highway safety, 115.
Well, but I think we bring that down. Just put it in house.
Uniform Relocation Act, 140. Homeowners relief under base closure, 50. Coast Guard authorization, aid to library, federal employees insurance, allied health profession, liberalization of veterans dependencies, manpower resources, 363. Agriculture appropriation, 624.
Well, that, some of that is real. Same old thing of paying these ACP payments to people who contribute to supply with soil conservation programs. We've had it for years and years and years. The president never does send in. He sends in about $125 million rather than the $250.
Well, here's what it says. Here's what it says. Principal additions are for REA. Senate $187 million. House $157. So that's $187
of it. Well, we get rid of the
special milk and special school lunch program. House 101, Senate 116. Food stamp program, Senate provides 140. In lieu of a budget request, 150 by transfer section. Senate provides 140 NOA in lieu of the House approved budget request, 150 by transfer of section 32. Labor HEW approved by the House May the 5th, 547. Principal additions are for impacted areas, college student loans, $179 million, vocational education grants, $43 million, NIH, $75 million, land grant colleges, $12 million, impacted areas, $233 million.
We had a real fight on all of that, but impacted areas, you couldn't get anywhere with impacted areas, but we lost on that. We fought that in the House. I fought the appropriation bill myself, but now I'm hoping that the good work that you all have done in the Senate may bear some.
Not a bit. The Senate's 10 times as liberal as you all are.
Normally, that's right.
Why don't then, what do we do on these things? I guess, though, I start to say if you just have a continuing resolution, you can spend them on, all you can spend under those is what you had last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Might give a little thought to that. Independent offices bill, $23 million.
It's not bad.
Contract, well, no, it's 23, though. It ought to be, most of your bills ought to be under the budget.
But it's a $14 billion bill, so it isn't.
I know it, but that's why it ought to be down.
That's right. Let me ask you this.
Legislative branch.
Are you queued in any on Mike Kerwin's
Not a thing. They just say he's holding you up. McCormick told me this morning until he can blackmail somebody in the budget or something.
Well, I thought about that yesterday. I've waited, been patient with it, but I'm going to tell him he has to get that bill out.
It's just absolutely disgraceful, and I say it's the best Congress, but I'm just getting where I can. Now, this, the authorizations and appropriations shows that you're about $7,274,000 above the budget.
Well, of course, appropriation will be far below that, but it's
well,
be good.
It ought to be under it, George.
That's right.
It ought to be under it now. I tell you, y'all can't holler at me about. I don't want to transfer any blame. Let's do it together. But God's sakes, these non-defense, non-essentials. Now, I come along here and ask for $20 million for a rent supplement. And I try to save $10 billion at Bobby Kennedy and that group over in the Senate, well, all of them are trying to put in. I try to do it at $20 million. They raise hell and put me off 18 months, and I finally get $20 million while they're going over $7,274,000,000.
Yeah,
now, the NASA authorization is minus 12, military construction, let me see, authorization decreases. Labor HEW approved by the House major cuts off for national teacher score 31. Higher education grants 10.
Well, we've just, we're up against it. How long do you think we're going to be here?
I don't know. The quicker you get out, the better it suits me.
I think, I'll tell you right now, Mr. President, a lot of these new guys are going down the drain if they don't get home and go to campaign.
Well, the worst thing, though, is going down the drain is putting these damn heavy things through, George. You're going to have inflation, and you better do something to stop it. Prices are going to go through this roof. They already had to do everything in England, and everybody I talk to just tells me, my God, you've got to. I've got a six-page memo this morning from the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, from the budget director, and from the secretary of treasury, and they say I've got to consider. They've already got one asking me to withhold $2 billion. Now they ask me to withhold another $3 billion. And that means $5 billion out of $23 billion. So that means every damn thing in everybody's district. And that'll just make me the most unpopular man, and it'll just ruin every congressman. And Congress ought to hold down these appropriations. It's not wise. It's not shame. And I have to come up with a tax increase. I have to come up with everything, and $113 billion I thought was an awfully strong budget. I never thought the Congress would be going above it, but you got to get old man Cannon in there raising his hand. Y'all just got to stop this and say, we just can't go above the budget. We just can't do it. I don't know how to do it. Is there any way you could get McCormick, get Jerry Ford in, and you get some Republicans and try to get to your chairman of subcommittees? Say to them, let's work out a plan here to stay within the budget, or stay within 115 even.
Yeah. Well, of course, McCormick, all he does is talk about things in the past. I'm a poor fella, you know. We don't have any leadership down here between me and you, as you know. And this is a real problem. Let me get with Carl Albert, and are you going to talk to Dick Russell?
Yes. I'd be glad to talk to him. I would be glad to talk to the chairman of your subcommittees, House and Senate, and I've done that for once, you know.
Oh, I doubt that they're necessary to do it again. But this time.
Somebody's got to talk to them, though, because if I don't warn them that on a veto, and that's going to make us both look bad. If I veto them, and they pass them over my veto, but I've got to either do that or they've got to get back up. I've got three choices. One, y'all can stay within the budget. Or two, I can veto it, and you'll probably override it, but it'll sure be your fault then. Or three, I can withhold it. Now, I think this the wisest thing for me to do. I don't want to fall out of all my Congress, but we'll just veto every goddamn bill over the budget and send it back to you.
It would,
Then you would have to go it over, but you damn sure have inflation on your tail.
Well, it seems to me, while I had thought this veto method might not be good, while it might help the president some, it would hurt the Democratic Congress.
It would. It'd defeat them.
But on the other hand, I'm not so sure. I'm just not so sure that this would. I'm not so sure. And that might be a remedy. Of course, a painful remedy to you and to the members involved is the withholding, you see. But of course, what we've probably got to do is a little of all of it. However, I don't know.
Well, I have to veto them first. Then when you all override me, then withhold it.
Well, they will override you on such things as impacted areas. You cannot win on that.
As I see it, they override me on everything. The whole agriculture bill comes back up, and they don't you think REA will come in? Don't you think the milk school lunch will? Don't you think impacted area will?
We're meeting this afternoon on all this stuff. This afternoon with the Senate and Congress.
I veto it, then y'all can be half a billion over. Then HEW at 6-7.